This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Congress facing a deadline to fund the government by the end of the week. It's another threat of a shutdown. With the latest, I'm joined now by CBS reporter Torian Small. Thank you for your time this morning. What is the exact deadline for this deal to be made?
Friday at midnight. So we're again seeing Congress do what they do best, which is kick the can down the road and wait until the very last minute to find a solution. This is a constant gripe that we've heard from lawmakers, but I think part of the reason why this is such a continuous cycle is because relations between Speaker Mike Johnson and Leader Hakeem Jeffries are probably at its toughest. That's according to lawmakers we've spoken with. And I also asked Leader Jeffries, when was the last time he actually had a conversation with Johnson about the budget? He said that he would leave it up to his ranking member on the Appropriations Committee, so Congresswoman DeLauro, to really spearhead those talks, seemingly indicating that he is not in constant talks with the Speaker.
What's in dispute here between Republicans and Democrats?
Well, really, Democrats aren't at the table. Democrats say that they have some major concerns, mostly with this $13 billion cut that Republicans are looking to do toward non-defense spending. They said that, one, it's not something that they would agree to, so this won't be a bipartisan bill, but also, two, that it also could set up potential cutbacks to safety net programs that they're looking to protect. They also would like to ensure that Donald Trump actually appropriates the money funded in this continuing resolution and not do what he's been doing or trying to do over the past couple of months, which is to make large cuts and slashes to these departments and agencies, despite the fact that Congress holds the purse. So that's the biggest point of contention that we're seeing here. There's also one side narrative going into this about whether or not Congress should cut about $1 billion from the District of Columbia's budget. That's something Democrats are looking to defend. And it's unlikely, I should say, that Senate Republicans will have the support from Senate Democrats in order to pass that in their chamber, because they need a bigger majority in order to pass it, to about 60 votes, not just a simple majority like House Republicans.
Now, I understand there is at least one House Republican that's saying they are going to oppose this continuing resolution. What are we hearing about that?
Yeah, that's Thomas Massey of Kentucky. He, I should say, is more of a libertarian. He often caucuses with Republicans, but he's made it clear that more spending is his only goal here as a lawmaker. And he was not on board with the previous continuing resolutions and appropriation bills, and he's just being consistent at this point. He came out very publicly saying that he's a hard no to this because these cuts are deep enough, and that's really drawn the ire of President Trump. He said that it's now time for Republicans in his district to consider primarying him, and he's hoping to get him removed because of this betrayal in his mind, just like Liz Cheney was primaried for ultimately voting to impeach Donald Trump in 2020.
Is this a test of Speaker Johnson's leadership at this point?
Well, so many of these tests have happened before, so this is definitely another test. I think what we're seeing, though, is Johnson coming out early saying if this fails, even though it would be because of defectors in his own party, it's ultimately Democrats to blame if a government shutdown happens. What will likely happen, though, is let's say it passes the House and fails in the Senate. If Republicans are looking at optics and do not want a government shutdown to happen under Trump right after he gets into office, right after the stock market crashes, they will likely go back to Democrats and say, all right, we see that clean resolution that you're pushing. Why don't we move forward with that? Just so it gives us time. They're just looking to keep the government open through September so they could push through their bigger budget resolution, which would include those more massive spending measures like an expansion of the 2017 tax cuts that Donald Trump has been campaigning on.
I know we've got to let you go. We appreciate your time this morning with us.
Thank you.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.